Now some news from the world of sports. Fighting off a triple bogey on the eighth hole and the rest of the field, Drake Hull of Rutland retained his lead and went on to win the 111th Vermont Amateur Golf Tournament at Dorset Field Club yesterday. Hull completed the final of the four-day tournament with a 2-under 68 and posted a 7-under par for the week to take the championship. Troy Evans finished second, and 16-year-old Bryson Richards rounded out the top three. It was the first time since 1912 that the Vermont Amateur was held at Dorset Field Club, the oldest golf course in the country. And next year, the venue will move to a first-time host at the Country Club of Vermont in Waterbury. The Upper Valley Nighthawks continue to tear up the NECBL, winning their fourth straight with an 11-4 romp over the Keene Swamp Bats in New Hampshire last night. Nighthawks broke a 2-all tie with a 4-run top of the fifth, and they never looked back. Cameron Aldred picked up the win, going 5 innings while giving up 6 hits and 2 runs. The Nighthawks are now 20-8 on the season. The Vermont Mountaineers were off yesterday. They'll take on those same Keene Swamp Bats in New Hampshire tonight. The curtain goes up on Act 2 for Major League Baseball this evening, with the All-Star break come and gone and the second half of the long season beckoning for who will be left standing to play baseball into October. The drama will be evident right off the bat tonight at Fenway Park in Boston when the Red Sox take on the New York Yankees. And while the rivalry is not quite what it was about 10 years ago, these are the top teams currently in the American League East, 1 and 2, and the Red Sox begin play tonight with a 3.5-game lead over the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays, who are also tied for second with the Yanks. Yankees struggled mightily in the month leading up to the All-Star break, losing 15 of 21. And while the Red Sox had a much better June and passed the Yankees in the standings, they did drop 3 of 4 to Tampa Bay heading into the midseason classic. Drew Pomerantz takes the hill for the Red Sox tonight. Manager Joe Girardi has not announced yet who will start for the Yankees. Speaking of drama, all the world's a stage, and the biggest one is at the All England Club today, with the semifinals of Wimbledon set in the men's bracket. The first match at 8 o'clock Eastern Time will feature American Sam Querrey trying to continue his Cinderella run into the final after upsetting the world's number one ranked player and defending Wimbledon champ Andy Murray. He faces Marin Cilic of Croatia. And at 10:30 this morning, the last of the so-called Big Four left on the grass courts is Roger Federer, who is gunning for an unprecedented 8th Wimbledon title. The only man standing in his way of getting that shot is Tomáš Berdych of the Czech Republic. On the women's side, Venus Williams has already made the finals after defeating Johanna Konta. She will take on Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza later for the final. And at the world's most grueling bicycle race, a change of the yellow jersey yesterday in stage 12. Chris Froome yielded the lead in the race to Fabio Aru, with Froome slipping 6 seconds behind Aru after struggling on the steep mountain stage.